Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Ooh, ooh, yeah. Everybody wants a hero. Everybody needs a friend. A shoulder to lean on. Everybody needs a helping hand. Well, you ought to try Jesus. Said it's just a prayer away. See, he can make your burdens light. Turn your midnight in the day.
Yeah.
He's so much more than a healer. When you're feeling kind of down, that is more than able. I don't want no he can turn your life around. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
With more, only Jesus, only Jesus,
more than a miracle,
to change my
life.
Don't you know He made me right? Now I can do all things.
Jesus, I love You.
Whatever you may go through in life, you can make it if you try. Remember, the power's not in you, but it's all in Jesus Christ. He can fight your every battle. Oh Lord, He can win the fight. Just call Him when you need a friend. Be His all in all the night. Oh, there ain't no secret when my God can do.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Metlock. Brother Metlock, we are so glad to have you back on this week. His message is entitled, Reverse Punishment. I don't know about you, but I am curious. So I ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Metlock, you are on the air.
Danielle, I thank you for being the host today and the host every day and the host for all these years. You do a fantastic job. Appreciate everything that you bring to the table as you run the Grace Nurture program. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for the opportunity once again to fill this role. And thank you for subbing for me last week. I was detained with other things. But I appreciate your continued generosity in sharing this platform with me and with the others that you share it with. And I want to thank each and every one of you, those of you who are on the Blog Talk Radio broadcast, as well as those of you who may be joining me either live or watching this as in the archival stream on Facebook Live. I appreciate every one of you, and don't take any of you for granted as we do what we do here every Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. Well, Danielle said she was curious about this, what this is about. Well, I'm going to declare some roots here, and I think kind of in having done this, what, eight and a half years or however long it's been now, you guys know a little bit about me. I've been down here in Florida for about 10 years, coming up pretty rapidly on it now. But I spent my first 15 years or so in Tennessee. So I was born in Tennessee, lived in Memphis 11, lived in Somerville another four. And then we moved to Michigan, and I was in Michigan for 30 years before I came back to the South, living in Florida for the last 10. So know this, I know a little bit about Southern upbringing, having been exposed to it again down here, as well as having basically experienced it firsthand. My mother was the fastest house shoe in the West. She would really take care of business when it came to her being able to, you know, grab whatever she needed to grab, whether it was a house shoe or something else, to make sure that Patrick's attention was grabbed. So she did that very ably. My father was very, very skilled in being able to whip off the belt off of his pants and being able to wrap it around his fist and to whip me both up the driveway and down the driveway when he had told me to stay in the yard. And of course, I, being a child, decided to push the envelope, defy the odds, and do what I wanted to do instead of what my parents wanted to do. And all of you have your stories too, stories where your mother said, look, I'm whipping you not just for what you did today, but what you did yesterday and what you're going to do tomorrow. Some of us had parents and grandparents and uncles and aunts like that. Well, I want to talk about a story with regard to Jesus today, where Jesus does the exact opposite of that. Because when Jesus came down, when the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, that I delivered unto you that which was of first importance. And that is, Paul says, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and how that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. When we see that, you need to understand that all of us were guilty, and Jesus decided to set things up so that we became justified and that our charges were dropped. In essence, we were due punishment, not unlike what, well, where, spiritually speaking. But again, the concept is not unlike what I just described about my childhood and many of your childhood experiences, where we're due what we're due. Sometimes we got what we were due. Sometimes we didn't get what we were due. Sometimes we felt we got more than what we were due. But I'll say to you, when it came to Jesus, Jesus, even though we were due punishment, he indeed did reverse punishment, not giving us what we were due, but giving us what we were not due, that we were not worthy of, that we really hadn't justified in receiving this type of grace and mercy. But Jesus did it anyway. There are certain passages that really speak that not only did Jesus do this, but he did it, the Bible says in the New American Standard Version of the Bible, and even echoed in a couple of passages of the King James, once for all. Look at the passage in Romans chapter 6 and verse number 9. Romans 6 and 9. Knowing that Christ, New American Standard, have been raised from the dead, is never to die again. Death no longer is master over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. So the idea of once for all says not only did he die for everybody, but he died for those in the past. He died for those in his presence, and he died for those in our in his future, which includes all of us. Then when you go to passages like Hebrews chapter 7 and look at verse number 26, where the Bible says, for it was fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens, who does not need daily, like those high priests, to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people. Because this he did, again, look at our phrase, once for all, when he offered up himself. And then there are other places, but the only other one I want to reference this morning is 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 18. For Christ also died for sins once for all, the just for the unjust, in order that he might bring us to God, having been put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit. So ladies and gentlemen and brothers and sisters, I want you to know that Jesus basically decided, I'm going to get you for the sins that you did in the past. I'm going to get you for sins that you're doing now. I'm going to get you for sins that you do in the future. But it wasn't the type of get you that was punishment. It was the type of get you that said, I'm going to justify you. I'm going to sanctify you. I'm going to allow you to be glorified with me and my Father. I'm going to save you. That's reverse punishment. That not unlike some of those grandmas that hey, I'm going to get you. What did I do? Well, you did something. You did something in the past. You're going to do something in the present. You're going to do something in the future. Jesus knew we were going to be that way spiritually, but he says, I got you. I got you in the past for those that were under the old covenant. I got you in the present for those who were living in his day and in the apostles' day. And I got you in the future. Those of us who are now living in the last days, we can now consider it good news that Jesus, based on what Romans says, Paul, the Hebrew writer, as well as Peter, all acknowledging that Jesus died for us once for all, the just for the unjust. And I don't know about you, but I am just basking in the comfort that I might not get a lot of things right here in this earth, but the fact that I can get this right, that this works out, that Jesus has my back when it comes to my spiritual salvation, means that I might end up being one who only ends up dying with minus 14 cents in the bank and not a lot of fanfare. CNN is not going to come and cover my funeral, and they're not going to lie my body in state in the U.S. Capitol. But as far as God is concerned, I'm one of his children, and he's going to be able to say to me and hopefully to many of you, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You took advantage of the fact that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life, because Jesus died once for all. Let us pray. Father in heaven, remember the Cordell family as they have lost their father-in-law. And please remember the Williams family as Pam's husband, Rick, is going through a cancer battle, and please allow it so that as we continue to live and move and have our very being, that we'll allow him and the other family members, Kennedy and Jayla and others that are undergoing various things, Rick as he's going through a surgery, and others that are experiencing what they're experiencing, that they might be able to continue to put their faith and their trust in you. Father, continue to be with some of the members that I'm dealing with here, various ones that are struggling with marriage concerns, various ones that are struggling with health concerns, emotional concerns, financial concerns. Father, we know that you can handle any and all of these areas, and you can handle them in a tremendous and a great way. And Father, just continue to help us to be those things that you would have us to be. Help us to do those things that you would have us to do. Help us to be able to say the things that you would have us to say, and that we might today be a blessing to as many people as we can. Thank you for the Grace Nurture Ministry. Thank you for those that are courting it, and may we continue to be able to use it to your glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.